Why is the Big Art Project a TV programme? That's direct to the whole board.
It goes to a wider audience than just Burnley, so that more people, everyone watching Channel 4 can see it.
So it won't just be Burnley Towards, it'll be to everyone. Everybody would know about it. And it's also about joining communities together.
I think a nice side effect of that is that it becomes a kind of a record of this part of change. That at the end of the show, there'll be this record of this critical point in where Burnley has been changing, going through this process, and it's lovely to have that as a record, as a historical document that you can look at and see how it went, look at the effects that it had, and compare it with that in the future, which strikes me as a very useful side effect of it being a TV show.
For me, media in the past has really focused on Burnley negatively. And for the first time, an opportunity like this has come along, and I feel, and I like to congratulate people who've actually put the bid in or proposals in for this and actually won.
The change that's been happening in Burnley over the years is reaching a really important point now, with an awful lot of investment, not just from Elevate, but from Schools for the Future, from this project, and from lots of others, and that it's actually, we're looking now at a real transformation of Burnley, not just change, but transformation.
This programme allows the positive action that's been taken within Burnley, the investment that's come into Burnley, and the investment in the arts which has come into Burnley, which make a big change in the community.
Yes, it's a TV programme, and that's really exciting for us and for all the positive reasons that everyone's just mentioned, but I think there's an awful lot that's going to be going on as part of this.
What are you doing to actually make a positive difference? Are you working with the people who aren't as bold or are tagged up on curfews or have big likelihood to go into prison? I'll say Estonian from where I'm from. Yeah, a lot of people, they draw on the walls and they write their names and they'll get questioned just for that. Do you know what I mean? Because they're bored, they just don't know what to do. So what I think is a really good thing is give them an opportunity, give them something, give them see that whiteboard behind you, give them a big thing like that, yeah? And tell them to just draw all they want, big graffiti, something that they can be proud of, do you know what I mean? Just to engage them.
We are working incredibly hard in Burnley to try and make sure that we engage as many people within those practices. So like the Big Art Project, we are unique at the whole of the national scheme. We are really pushing for young people to be involved in this.
I just think that spending thousands and thousands of pounds on a piece of visual art, it's in the St. Peter's Centre, the big ball, which has cost so much money, but it's priceless at the end of the day. Do you not think that that money could be well spent in those areas and with those young people in those communities, and rather than having something what's there, what's nothing? It's just a bit of decoration for nothing. You could put some twinkly Christmas lights up and people would be happy, rather than have this big thing what's cost thousands and thousands of pounds. And those thousands and thousands of pounds could have been spent a lot better, a lot in a different part of Burnley.
Well, if you look at the Angel of the North, for example, and you look at the other sculptures, yeah, but you know what? I really respect that. But as a consequence of that, millions and millions of people go to that area. They spend loads of money in the shops. They buy pictures of it. They travel. That area has been regenerated to such an extent that you mustn't forget that the effects of these things are much wider than just the actual work itself. And that's something that can have a raising effect on an entire community. Those things are really positive, and they're much, much more, they make the whole thing itself much more valuable than just the work of art itself.
If Grey World and all of the other artists that are in, and that's what I think is separate and different about this project, because it's part of the community, surely that will bring communities together in creating this work of art and actually opening up this debate and creating those sort of bridges between communities.
And it's people who are working with them who will have to come forward and say, right, we recognise this group of people, are you able to identify some work that can be done with them?
So you are targeting young people?
We're going to do our best to target everyone.
But you can generally, like I say, in areas where people have put these kind of projects, you know, the feeling is actually really easy to detect, because people enjoy it, they invite their friends there, you see large numbers of people enjoying it, you see all the associated commercial activities around areas kind of being raised. I think it'd be really surprising if we don't do this work and you don't see a real obvious change in the parts of the city where the work is.
What do you think public art is?
What do you think public art is? Now, there's a big question. I'm going to put Steve Rumble in. What public art does is it helps to make a statement. I think it can be involving people in its design can actually help to generate sort of a feeling of well-being for those, for the people involved in commissioning the art and putting it there. But I think it also makes a statement in the neighbourhood, and I think it can be something that is a mark of confidence, really, for the neighbourhood.
The one I remember is when we went to Sculpture Park and we saw Barbara Hepburn's really good artwork. It's like, it's called The Family of Man, but it had a lot to say about it when we saw the artwork. It had different features for the women, the way they sculptured it. It was really cool. And it is that it doesn't mean there's something there and that's it. You just look at it, observe it and go. It has a lot to say about it, the past, why she thought of it and what gave her the thought of doing something like that. Because probably when you, in the future, go back to it, you'll have more to say about it.
And we've realised over the last 100 years that actually it doesn't need to be an old guy on a horse holding a sword that we all recognise as a piece of public art. Public art is a much broader and wider set of possibilities, and artists over the last few years have been really getting involved in that.
I think art can be interactive, art, music, dance. What do you think?
We're definitely not talking about a bronze sculpture of a man on a horse. I'm getting that feeling. So you're thinking maybe of something more fluid, electronic?
Yeah. Do you think that would be a good piece of art? Or things like that, like music and dance and stuff, that would be art as well?
I mean, personally, myself, I do like something that's different every time you look at it.
Well, I was just going to ask you, do you not think a piece of public art is just as successful sometimes if it's controversial or not always liked? You know, one of the things about Burnley's problems over the years has been that there hasn't been good dialogue, good communication across areas. And if this sparks conversation and dialogue, does that not mean that it's successful, whether somebody actually likes the piece or doesn't like the piece? That's just maybe a slightly different take on public art.
I think you're absolutely right. If it creates debate, dialogue, that's fine. We're not going to get 100% of people liking it. We'll have all the comments about couldn't that have been spent better, all those sort of comments. But we've just got to accept that actually it's more important than that. It's going to do more than just the minimum. It's going to get that debate going. It's going to get people talking. And people, part of this is about people having strong views about pieces of work. And good art always creates that. And quite often you find good art, when it's first put in place, creates a bit of an uproar. And then a few months later, a few years later, suddenly everyone thinks, wow, that's awesome.
Do you find yourselves as a group falling out about what is good and what is not good, or how does it work?
No, it's nothing like that. We all share our ideas. It's like sometimes we do fall out, but we know how to get back together and how to put our ideas together than just having you have that, I have this. It's all one. So there's not falling out.
Great. We do disagree sometimes with each other, but then normally we make a compromise or sort it out.
The best thing that can come out of this is it's like a seed that's planted in Burnley that has an amazing first bloom, but with a bit of luck it will continue to create, you know, ripples, echoes, if you like, for a long time to come. It can inspire people, it can make them annoyed, it can make them frustrated, they can love it, it can set themselves off in different careers, it can stimulate business. So, you know, this is like the first time you push the rock and start it rolling down the hill. That's really an exciting time, I think.
Well, I think everybody has their own emotions and opinions about artwork, and now that we have this chance in Big Art Project to do something about it, we need everybody's help before we take the wrong steps. So I think it'll be good if everybody, you know, helps out. Because everybody's having their own emotion. I wish that, I wish this. So they should let it out and tell us what they really want.